Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Ideal Family Life, text number 38. Teshu eva bhagavan rajams taratamyena vartate tasmat patrang hi purusho yavan atma yate yate Tesfeva Bhagavan Rajan Taratam Yena Vartate Tasmat Patram Hipurusho Yavan Atma Yate Yate Tesfeva Bhagavan Rajan Taratam yena vartate tasmat patram hi purusho yavan atma yate yate teshveva bhagavan rajams taratam yena vartate tasmat patram hi purusho Yavan Atma Yate Yate Teshu, among the different types of bodies, demigods, human, animal, bird, etc. Eva, indeed, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his Paramatma feature, Rajan, O King, Taratamyena, comparatively, more or less, Vartate is situated. Tasmat, therefore, Patram, the Supreme Person, he, indeed, Purusha, Paramatma, Yavan, as far as, Atma, the degree of understanding, yata, development of austerity and penance, iyate, is manifest. Purport and translation or a translation of purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. O King Yudhisthira, the super soul in every body gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for and his understanding. Therefore, the super soul is the chief within the body. The super soul is manifested to the individual soul according to the individual's comparative development of knowledge, austerity, penance, and so on. Please repeat, O King Yudhisthira. The super soul in everybody gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for understanding. Therefore, the super soul is the chief within the body. The super soul is manifested to the individual soul according to the individual's comparative development of knowledge, austerity, penance, and so on. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 5.15, it is said, Matas Matir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in His localized aspect gives intelligence to the individual soul as far as he is able to grasp it. Therefore, we find the individual soul in different high and low positions. A living entity with the body of a bird or beast cannot take instructions from the Supreme Soul as adequately as an advanced human being. Thus, there are gradations of bodily forms. In human society, the perfect Brahmana is supposed to be the most advanced in spiritual consciousness. And further advanced than the Brahmana is the Vaishnava. Therefore, the best persons are the Vaishnavas and Vishnu. When charity is to be given, one should take instruction from Bhagavad Gita 17.20. Dātavyaṁ iti yadhānam dīyate nupakārene Deshe kale japatre cha tadhanam satvikam smritam. That gift which is given out of duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and without expectation of return is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. One should give charity to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. For thus the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be worshipped. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya comments, Brahmadi stha varanteshu navesesho hare kuchit vyakti matra visheshena dhara tamyin vadanticha. Beginning from Brahma down to the ant, everyone is conducted by the super soul. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridasarjunatisthiti. But because of a particular person's advancement in spiritual consciousness, he is considered to be important. Therefore, the Brahmana Vaishnava is important, and above all, the super soul, the personality of Godhead, is the most important personality. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Gyanatamananda Shya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshrim Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Mukham Kurtubachalan Pongun Lung Hai Tegrim Yet Kripa Tadaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatharanam Bancha Kaupa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devita Paditanam Pavane Vyavaishnave Vyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradhara Sivasri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In one purport, Prabhupada says that by knowledge of the soul and the super soul, one relishes the nectar of life and tastes the eternal. So this is a way to relish life, is just to be aware of the soul and the super soul. Unfortunately, because of our being conditioned souls, we're conscious of the body. But by this process of Krishna consciousness, we're able to eventually transcend this bodily conception of life and be more aware of the super soul. There's a word, conscience. People use this word a lot, conscience. I feel it in my conscience. I looked in the dictionary, and this means the inner sense of what is right and what is wrong. But they don't know what this inner sense, who is this? What is this inner sense? Yeah. That's the super soul. I'm saying what is right and what is wrong. We feel guilty about doing something. That's the super soul saying, no, not good, don't do that. Or if we want to do something that is good, then we'll feel inspired. And this comes from the super soul, or intuition. Also, just like so many insects and animals, also human beings, they have this intuition. So this is also coming from the super soul, just like this amazing intuition that different animals and human beings have. So this is all coming from the super soul. Unfortunately, we're in a position where we're trying to understand the soul, we're trying to understand the super soul, we're trying to understand Krishna. Actually, this is also due to past lives. Some people, they hear this philosophy and they're just immediately attracted, they're amazed. Yeah, this is due to past lives. And such souls, they're attracted automatically. But others are not interested. This is also due to past lives. Like Prabhupada was at one program in London. He was giving class. And after the class, one lady said to Prabhupada, "Do you see God?" Prabhupada said, "Yes. He's right here." So then he asked the lady, "Do you want to see God?" And she put her head down. She said, "No, I don't want to see God." So how unfortunate. Here she is in front of a Shaktivesh avatar, a pure devotee of the Lord. Deity is right there. And doesn't want to see God. So some people want to see, and some people don't want to see. One of the natures of the super soul, he sees everything. His eyes are everywhere. His hands are everywhere. His ears are everywhere. He sees, he hears everything. He's within the atom. There's billions, there's trillions of forms of super soul right in this room. So this is the nature of the super soul. Some people, sometimes people claim to be God simply because they don't understand what it is to be God. What does it mean to be God? He knows everything. Vedaham samatichani vartamanani charjan vishyani chabutani mantavena nakashna. That I know all that's happened in the past, all that's to happen in the future, all that is happening right now. But me? No one knows. So by hearing about the glories of the super soul, glories of Krishna, then we gain faith. We gain faith in Krishna. But some people, like this lady, they don't want faith in Krishna. So then they get faith in something else. Yeah. So many people have faith in science. I remember I met one student at the university, and we were talking about this, theism, atheism, and agnosticism. He said, you know, I don't have the faith that is needed in scientists to be an atheist. He just didn't have faith in scientists, because they're always making mistakes. You know? So much speculation. But so many people have faith still in science and sense gratification. They have faith that by engaging my senses fully in sense gratification, then I'll be happy. But still there's so much suffering. And other people, they want to have faith in Krishna and God. Some people want to know about God. A couple of days ago, I met one student at Kapali Pomona. He came up to the table and he said, were you distributing books also in Cypress College? I said, yeah, I've been there many times. He said, oh, good, I got a Bhagavad Gita from you many years ago. And when I got it and I started reading it, I couldn't put it down. I was so joyful reading the Bhagavad Gita. And shortly after I finished reading the Bhagavad Gita, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was completely free. No modes of nature, no maya, no illusion. And I was so happy. I'd never felt so much happiness in my life. And it was in a dream. And then I woke up, and I still felt that happiness. So he asked me, what was that about? I said, that was Krishna. He was giving you a glimpse into what you can actually experience constantly. I said, oh, okay. So we talked some more. So he's coming tomorrow to the temple. He didn't know there was a temple here. So there's some people that want to know about Krishna. They want to know about the Super Soul. They want to gain faith in Krishna, the Super Soul. There's one devotee, book distributor in London. And when he's distributing books, he meditates on how it's three against one. You know, Super Soul in my heart, the Super Soul in his heart, and I, the soul, in this body, want that soul to take a book. But he doesn't want it. So it's three against one. And he said he gets amazing realization just meditating like that. He's just meditating like that, and it just transforms the whole atmosphere. And that's what happens when we think of Krishna, when we think of the Super Soul, we think of the soul. This transforms the atmosphere. It's like Prabhupada was so Krishna conscious. Devotees would go into his room and they would just feel like they're in Vaikuntha. Because Prabhupada's so absorbed in Krishna. He's just, wherever he was, that's Vrindavan. So therefore, wherever he went, so many people, so many devotees became attracted to Krishna. And there's a verse that I like to think of when I'm on book distribution that helps me to also transcend the situation of material life. Upadrishtanamantacha bharta bhokta maheshvara paramatmeti chapyukta dehesmin purushapara. This is such a nice verse. Sometimes I chant it like japa on Sankirtan. Krishna says, within this body there's another transcendental enjoyer. He's the Lord. He's a supreme proprietor. And he is the overseer and the permitter. So Krishna, he sees us always. And we're trying to distribute Krishna consciousness. We're giving out the holy name, chanting the holy name, and giving out Prabhupada's books. Krishna sees that. And he likes it very much. Because Krishna, in the form of the Paramatma, he's following the conditioned souls all over different universes, patiently waiting for him to turn to him, to the Super Soul. So when the Super Soul sees, oh, there's a book distributor. He's trying to give a book to that conditioned soul. Super Soul is very happy. Very happy. So it's such an auspicious activity. So he's the overseer and he's the permitter. Nothing happens without the sanction of Krishna. So therefore, in one purport, Prabhupada says that when Krishna sees the intense desire of the devotee to spread Krishna consciousness, he enlightens the conditioned souls from within to go and take a book. It's like many times I've been on book distribution and the person says, after they got a book from me, you know, I wasn't planning on coming this way. I usually go another way. So as I was coming this way, I was thinking, why am I going this way? I never go this way. This is why I went this way, to get this book. Thank you. So, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridashir Junatisthiti Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantraudhani Maya. That the Supreme Lord is situated in the hearts of all the benignant, and he's directing the wanderings of everyone who are situated as though on a machine. So he's directing everyone. So if we're sincerely trying to give Krishna consciousness, then Krishna, he directs the living entities to go and get a book. So in this verse, nice verse, huh? He says that he gives intelligence to the individual soul according to the capacity for understanding. So according to one's desire, he reveals himself. According to our sincerity, he reveals himself. And like I said, some people, they don't want to hear about Krishna. But there's so many people that want to hear. They want to understand what is the truth. So therefore we go out and we try to give Krishna to them. So the Super Soul is actually, you know, there's different forms. There's of course the original form of Krishna, and there's so many other forms. So Super Soul is another form, and he's worshipped in awe and reverence. Yeah. There's different relationships that the living entity can have with Krishna in his different forms, but only in the form of Krishna can one have more intimate relationships. In the form of the Super Soul, you won't, you know, there's no intimacy. It's awe and reverence. We never hear of Paramatma, you know, having gopis or cowherd friends that he wrestles with. No. Awe and reverence. The yogis, they meditate on the Super Soul within. Awe and reverence. Always with awe and reverence. But as one advances more and more, then one, it can become more intimate. Just like it's stated in the Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochinena Santak Sadaiva Vidyesa Vilokiyanti Yang Syama Sundamachincha Gunasvarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govind, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pope of love. He is always seen in this form of Shyamasundar, situated within the heart of the living entity. So this is interesting. Not Paramatma, super soul. And one devotee in the Prabhupada memories, he said, whenever I would see Prabhupada, he would have tears in his eyes. Pope of tears, of love. So according to this statement, super soul wasn't in Prabhupada's heart. It was Govinda. Because he had that intense love for Krishna. So anyone that has this intense love for Krishna, Govinda is there in their heart. So this is the position of the pure devotee. So he gives us intelligence on how to surrender. Yayatamam papajyante tamstatayav jamyam. Is all of them, as they surrender unto me, I give them, I manifest myself. So we want to get closer and closer to Krishna. So the more serious we are, the more sincere we are, then Krishna, he reveals himself. But some people, like I said, they don't want to understand about Krishna. They're just so absorbed in material life. Kali Yuga. I remember I was given a class at a university once in U of F in Florida. And I was speaking about karma yoga and jhana yoga and reincarnation and, you know, spiritual philosophy. And then I asked for questions afterwards. And it was a little philosophical. So one student raised a hand and said, why do you have those lines on your forehead? And I said, come on. I've just spoken so much about philosophy and spiritual, you know, wisdom. And you're asking me why I have these two lines on my head? I mean, come on. And then other students started raising their hand and asking more practical questions. The people are just so dull, you know, so it's amazing. It's like Prabhupada also, he was giving a class in Australia. And again, he was also given, probably give very nice, very philosophical classes. So he asked for questions. And no one raised their hand. Maybe 60 students there. No one raised their hand. So Prabhupada asked, is there any vegetarians here? No one raised their hand. Prabhupada said, meatheads. So it takes a little bit of intelligence to appreciate Krishna consciousness. In Kali Yuga, there's very little intelligence. But still, all over the world, people are embracing, taking to this Krishna consciousness. So so many more will also want to. We just have to be very determined to carry on this mission. It's like Prabhupada when he, just before he was leaving this world, he asked Giriraj Swami if this movement will continue. Prabhupada was concerned. He said, I was traveling all over the world just to encourage the devotees. And of course he did a lot of encouragement to the devotees. But he was concerned. As one devotee said, when Prabhupada was here, there was only one mature devotee in the whole movement. That was Prabhupada. Yeah, so Prabhupada was concerned. How's it going to continue? So he said to Giriraj Swami, organization and intelligence. So we have to use our intelligence. And where is the intelligence coming from? super soul also. Coming from Prabhupada also, or reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And from Prabhupada we get intelligence and we learn so much. Prabhupada said, everything is there in my books. Everything is there. And one very interesting thing happened where one Sankirtan devotee, he said to Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, we're distributing so many books, but they don't have a guru. So how are they going to get guidance? And Prabhupada said, just by their taking a book and giving a donation, they become my disciple. Interesting statement. Broad. Broad initiation there. So by getting this knowledge, people are becoming purified. And actually there's one instance where this shows that statement that Prabhupada made there. There was one devotee who, his mother was passing away. And he was at her bedside when just before she passed away. And she asked this devotee, where is your Krishna now? And then she passed away. So this devotee asked Prabhupada, she said Krishna's name just before she passed away. What was her destiny? Prabhupada says she went back to Godhead. She didn't get initiation. But she remembered Krishna just at that last moment due to that mercy of having her son next to her. She was able to remember Krishna. So this is possible. Generally, you have to be initiated and follow so many rules. But if somehow this is also Krishna Kripa, special mercy of Krishna, that one is able to remember Krishna. So is there any question or comments? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.